Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dave Aldrich is here. Dave is back, and he's a professor at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. He's a partner at RBL Group, which is a consulting firm helping companies just like yours. He's the co-author of Victory Through Organization, and he's here to talk to us about a topic that I'm looking forward to getting more clarity in a topic that we've talked about on the show many times before, and that's culture. Dave Aldrich, welcome back to the show.
Jim, what a delight and privilege to be with you this morning. Thank you.
Good to have you back. So, Dave, on the show, I've talked many times over the last almost 20 years, about the concept of culture with other experts and the fact that every business has a culture. It's not a question of whether you have culture. It's a question of whether you know what it is and it's working for you. Because if you don't know what it is, there's a pretty good chance it might be working against you. And you have something to say about that.
We sure do. A few years ago, I was in Europe, and I was talking to a group of business leaders and said, oh, you got to manage your culture. And somebody raised his hand, and he said, we have tickets to the opera. And I thought, oh, man, I'm not communicating very well. Every company, as you say, has a culture. It's a set of values, norms, expectations, ways we do business, how we get things done. And what's fascinating when you talk to executives who visit multiple companies or a small business person who has multiple customers or multiple suppliers, you can feel a culture within minutes. When you walk into a store or restaurant, you feel it. What I've been intrigued with is not that you got one, but you got the right one. And here's what we like to think about. Culture is not your values, norms, and patterns. It's the values, norms, and patterns that cause your customers to do business with you. Mm-hmm. So if I'm a small business guy or gal, what I'm interested in is not having a culture. I got one by definition. It's often based on who I am. But it's not who I am. It's how who I am and what my company is will be a benefit to those I serve.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I meant earlier when I said you have a culture. The question is it working for you? And I like what you say about the culture, customers, because you know there was a time that, well, I like to say, Dave, that trust was there when Proto Market was born. If trust weren't there, the markets would never have been born, because people we'd still be fighting each other. But I'm saying that not only was trust there at the birth of markets, but trust is more important today than ever before. And of course, trust is a big part of your values, of your culture. And I just think culture, the right culture, especially for small businesses, Dave, is a bigger element of our how we go to market than ever before. What do you think?
Absolutely. In fact, Jim, let me play this out with you. You got an incredibly successful show. And here's the question I love to ask either big business leaders or small business leaders. You have a small business with great impact,
yep.
Let's say. Here's the question. What do I, in my show with Jim, my Small Business Advocate show, what do we, not you alone, what do we want to be known for by those who listen to our show? That's it. What do we want to be known for? What's that identity we're trying to create? So let me ask you, what is it you want to be known for when somebody thinks about your show?
Well, the thing that I try to come across with all my customers, with all our guests, and what I tell my employees is that number one, we're devoted to small business. Number two, we're making whatever we can available to them for free. And number two, that we treat people with respect.
So let's play that out. We want to be in a target market with small business. We want to have new ideas that are accessible to help small business win. Guess what? That's your culture.
Mm-hmm.
So what is our culture in Jim's business? It's a great product distributed for free to help people and giving our customers something they value. Now, given that brand or that identity, we then have to look at who we hire. We hire people, we pay people, we train people. We build all of our systems against that promise to our customers. And when our external customer promises, and again, you've done a great piece, and I should promote your book periodically, The Age of the Customer. When we do these great promises to customers and turn them into an appropriate internal culture, the customer wins and our employees win. I get a little frustrated when people say, oh, culture, norms, values, beliefs, they're all wonderful. But the norms, values, and beliefs have got to link to customer. I'll give you one quick example. I'm in Saudi Arabia working with their oil firm. And they say, oh, we at Saudi Aramco want to be innovative because innovation is a cool thing. Everybody says, oh, put it down, innovate. Mm-hmm. And I stopped and I said, what do the customers of Saudi Aramco want you to be known for? It's not innovation. It's discipline, predictability, reliability. We don't want you to be the most innovative firm. We want you to be the most reliable firm of oil. I did another quick example, kind of funny one. I did work with the air traffic controllers so many decades ago that probably only you and I will remember when Ronald Reagan fired a bunch of them.
Right.
And what do you want to be known for? And it's not innovation. I don't want my air traffic controller to be the most innovative person in the world. Hey, I can land a plane looking in a mirror under my legs. I want those folks to be predictable, dependable, reliable, follow the rules. So the culture should link to what we're promising our customers in this quote-unquote age of the customer. Great book. And when we do that, then our employees get energized, excited. You're going to have a great session after my session on executive presence. Mm-hmm. A good executive presence is somebody who builds confidence in those they serve. And when we can build cultures that build confidence with our customers, we build the right ones.
So what I really like what you're saying, folks, I hope you're putting this together, is Dave is saying that when you're hiring, when you're building your company, how you're thinking about culture, how you're thinking about executing, has to convert. There has to be an interface there somewhere where what it looks like to you looks like the right thing to a customer. It might be a little bit of a different look, right? It could how you hire someone, by the time you convert it to the customer, it's got to be something that they are expecting from you.
Yeah, I mean, in your firm,
you might want to be innovative. Maybe you need to be innovative, but that's not what the customer wants to hear you say. They want the innovation, but they want to hear it a different way.
Beautifully said.
So I need a website, Dave.
www.rbl.net.
Okay, rbl.net. Check it out, folks. The book is called Victory Through Organization. More of this from our friend Dave Aldrich after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.